Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. The story is told of a wounded soldier laying on a battlefield during the Civil War. His name was Jack Gibbs. As he lay on the cold, hard ground, he imagined that he would never return home. And even if he did, he didn't imagine that by the time they found him, that he would ever recover. They'd probably have to amputate his leg, he thought. Then he fell unconscious. Maybe there's someone listening today who has been or is a soldier who understands what that would be like, but it would be a terrifying experience. And remember, this is back in the time of the Civil War, so things weren't as advanced as they are now. But to be laying on the ground, wounded and alone, what a horrible sensation that would be. After falling unconscious, when Jack opened his eyes again, he was sure he had gone to heaven. A woman was bending over him. That just couldn't happen on a battlefield of the Civil War, he thought. No woman ever came on the field. No woman would want to. No woman would be allowed to, he thought. But there was a woman on the battlefield. Her name was Claire Barton. She was able to bind up Jack's leg and get him off the battlefield. Claire Barton had been doing this kind of work all day long. She had succored hundreds of the wounded, allayed their fears, relieved their pain, and cleansed their wounds. And she's known lovingly as the Angel of the Battlefield. Now, again, remember, this is the 1800s, where things were a little more difficult for women than they are today. She had a tough time getting to the point where they would even allow her to do something like that. But she persisted and persisted, and finally the commanding officer gave in, and she was given a pass that would allow her through the lines. And if you think about it, prior to Claire's efforts, wounded men were left lying on the battlefield until the battle was over. With that kind of delay, they could die before they ever reached help or the hospital. So her efforts were incredibly valuable. Clara later persuaded the United States government to join with 22 other member nations to give money and supplies to an international Red Cross, which was organized to help soldiers in wartime. But it would also help during times of earthquakes, floods, forest fires, epidemics, and tornadoes. So thanks to the efforts of Clara Barton, the American Red Cross was founded in 1881, and Clara served as its first president. We pulled that from biography.com under Clara Barton, as well as the Book of Virtues from William J. Bennett. She was a remarkable lady and did so much good that affected not only her, but the lives of so many people then and now through the efforts of the Red Cross. Earlier this week on Tuesday, we talked about Thomas Edison and the contributions that he gave to society. And today, of course, we're talking about Clara Barton. And it's sometimes easy to think, yeah, but those are famous people. What about me? I'm just normal. I'm just me. But there's a quote that we wanted to share from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and it's from a talk he gave entitled Lift Where You Stand, and it's from General Conference, October 2008, and this is what he said.
Some years ago, in our meeting house in Darmstadt, Germany, a group of brethren was asked to move a grand piano from the chapel to the adjoining cultural hall, where it was needed for a musical event. None were professional movers, and the task of getting that gravity-friendly instrument through the chapel and into the cultural hall seemed nearly impossible. Everybody knew that this task required not only physical strength, but also careful coordination. There were plenty of ideas, but not one keep the piano balanced correctly. They repositioned the brethren by strength, height, and age over and over again. Nothing worked. As they stood around the piano, uncertain of what to do next, a good friend of mine, Brother Hanno Lushin, spoke up. He said, "Brethren, stand close together and lift where you stand." It seemed too simple. Nevertheless, each lifted where he stood, and the piano rose from the ground and moved into the cultural hall as if on its own power. That was the answer to the challenge. They merely needed to stand close together and lift where they stood. I have often thought of Brother Lushin's simple idea and have been impressed by its profound truth.
That is, like he said, such a simple idea, but has a profound truth. Lift where you stand. In other words, just do the best you can do with those around you working together and lift where you stand. That's the message we'd like to leave you with as we close today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is very fitting. It's entitled Soldier Girls, and it's featuring Catherine Nelson. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
Through the wild rain as we cross the river, a storm ahead and clouds on our backs only grow stronger. Still we march on through like thunder. As the battle bit us come, we go in the face of fear, drawn sword and souls unfurled. We carry the hope of years. We're soldier girls. We go in. keep